You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Maui and Hector's Dolphin Defenders, a small New Zealand charity, has launched another court case against the United States government at the Court of International Trade. The organisation already won a case at the court last year against the US government's decision to allow fish imports from set net and trawl fisheries on the west coast of New Zealand. Under the US Marine Mammal Protection Act, or the MMPA, an import ban must be imposed if a country does not apply equivalent protections against bycatch that already exist in US laws. Litigation has been ongoing over New Zealand's comparability since a Sea Shepherd case in 2019. Maui and Hector's Dolphin Defenders are now challenging the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's, latest comparability report based on fish still being caught in both Maui and Hector's Dolphin habitats. I spoke to Christine Rose, founder and chairperson of the Maui and Hector's Dolphin Defenders, about the case. I started by asking if she could explain what the organisation does, including its mission.
I'm Christine Rose and I'm the chair of Maui and Hector's Dolphin Defenders, and we're a tiny charity, the only charity in the world that's specifically dedicated to the protection and recovery of Maui and Hector's dolphins. These little dolphins are the smallest dolphins in the world and are only found here in New Zealand, and they're being wiped out by the fishing industry. So we engage with New Zealanders around the country. We do advocacy and direct action and education to encourage people to be aware of the dolphins and for improved stewardship, but also for more protection so that they survive the extinction trajectory that the fishing industry is subjecting them to.
Now, can you explain your lawsuit and why you're taking it on?
The New Zealand government is so weak and is not doing enough to protect Maui and Hector's dolphins, and that's why at least 22 have been reported killed by the fishing industry since the rollout of cameras on board fishing boats began in October 2023. And so that's way too many dolphins. No dolphin should be killed in a fishing net. And in some of these populations, the number is really low. So we know that there are about 48 Maui dolphins, but in Otago there are only 40 or so hectares. Some of those other populations around the South Island are equally small or even smaller. So Queen Charlotte Sound, there's only 30 to 40 dolphins. Hector's dolphins, there's virtually no protection for these dolphins from trawling in particular. There's some protection from set nets, and that's been largely due to the work of us and organisations like us and scientists, but dolphins are still being killed by set nets, and in particular by bottom trawling, because trawling is allowed to within a nautical mile of shore, even closer. And so the New Zealand government has failed time and again to protect Maui and Hector's dolphins from the fishing industry, and they just seem to be immune to the normal triggers, the moral triggers that would demand action. And we know that these dolphins are really important to New Zealanders, and the government's just not responding to that. In fact, Shane Jones denies that Maui dolphins even exist. The fact that the US government has its Marine Mammal Protection Act, as we do, but ours has never been enforced, and there's never been a prosecution taken against fishers for killing Maui or Hector's dolphins here. But at the same time, the US Marine Mammal Protection Act requires a fisheries import ban, a prohibition against imports of fish that are caught using standards that don't meet the US level. And that's clearly the case for the New Zealand fisheries. And so while we continue to advocate and lobby for better protection here, the US Marine Mammal Protection Act and the bycatch standards that they have give us a way of applying a different lever, an international lever, regarding trade and the legislation that applies in the US to try and get movement here as well.
And how likely is it that you get a positive outcome in this case?
There's a strong precedent in this case because Sea Shepherd took a similar case in 2022 between 2020 and 2022, and it found that the US importation of seafood from the Maui dolphin fisheries didn't meet the US standards. And then we took a case last year, and again the judge ruled that the imports should not be allowed because they didn't meet the US standards. And then just after that ruling, the US government issued a new, what's called a comparability finding, to see whether their standards meet our standards, meet their standards, and issued this finding that everything was okay, not just for Maui, even though there had been two cases that established that it didn't meet their standards, but also for hectares. And that's really surprising because there's no evidence to back up that claim, and in fact there's evidence to the contrary because so many hectares dolphins are being killed by the fishing industry. So we're pretty confident it's got to go through its court process, and no doubt that will be fought because, you know, it's about dollars and, you know, money rules. But we do have those two successful precedents behind us, and we've got a really great legal team, both in the US, working from the US and working from South Africa, that have got experience. You know, they're fisheries experts as well as lawyers. And no doubt there'll be some appeals and there'll be a process to go through, but we know that more needs to be done to protect Maui and hectares dolphins, because no dolphin should be killed in a fishing net, and they are on an extinction trajectory, and action is needed. In fact, it's overdue.
On that note, what is the time frame for this case, and are you concerned about the welfare of these dolphins while it remains ongoing?
Yeah, we're definitely concerned about the welfare of the dolphins while the court process winds its way through, because dolphins are killed, you know, all the time, and including heavily pregnant females with their female calves. And so the fishing industry isn't just wiping out the current dolphins, but generations to come. And so this ruling and hopefully an injunction and ban on seafood imports can't come soon enough to trigger action from the New Zealand government. And with the last case, we filed about the same time last year, and we had that successful ruling by the end of August. So it might take a few months, and then, you know, potential appeals. But that's why we're calling on the US government to issue an interim injunction, so that the triggers for action are immediate here, because we haven't got a moment to lose. And every dolphin that's killed in a fishing net is a tragedy, not just for that dolphin, but for its pod and for the species as a whole.
And lastly, I just want to finish by asking, how can people show support for your case?
We know that the views of New Zealanders are really important to trigger action and response from this government. And we also know that the government is oblivious to their impacts on the environment. You know, Shane Jones is the avowed champion of the fishing industry. It doesn't seem to matter how many dolphins get killed, or sea lions, or hoiho, and other forms of bycatch. But people need to put the dolphins first. So they can jump on our page, our Facebook pages, and our website, Maui and Hectares Dolphin Defenders, sign our petitions, and we'll be submitting those petitions later in the year. Write to ministers. Think about the seafood that you eat, because if it's caught in a trawler here, then it's catching more than just fish, and you've got more than just fish on your plate. And support our work. You know, we're a charity, we're a tiny little charity, really efficient, but we couldn't do this work without the support of our donors and volunteers. And so if people want to get involved, they can make us a donation. We really appreciate it. It's always tax deductible. And but we've got a whole lot of events coming up over summer, and people are welcome to join us at these events around the country. So check out our website and our Facebook pages and get involved.
That was Christine Rose, founder and chairperson of the Maui and Hectares Dolphin Defenders, on the organisation's latest court case against the US government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.